these are the dogs. So who have we got here?
Clay's dog, that's Pepper. And these are mine, Ajax, Smock and Goldie. Another young one in there, Rain. She's just, she's still pretty green.
So we've mustered them all in the back of this buggy here, but I think it's unusual. Well, it might not be unusual that you have so many dogs and not a lot of staff. You pretty much use these guys for all the work you do here, don't you?
Yeah, they are our staff. They make life much easier for us, and yeah, just to get a job done a lot quicker than, yeah, these guys just help us out.
Did you always have dogs, or is this kind of a new development?
No, I think we've always had dogs. How much we've been able to use them and when we can use them.
And we're kind of in that era of people having to be a bit smarter about the money that they spend on a property and the staff that they do have around. What are these guys worth, or guys and girls worth?
Oh, they're probably maybe four people to us, and to give us a hand, we can just go and grab these guys and head out and go and muster a paddock, and sort of changed our way of handling cattle and staff, and we don't have staff anymore really. Every now and then we'll get someone to give us a hand, but usually it's just these guys.
How well trained are these guys? Do they have a lot of work to do at the moment?
Not so much now. We don't really have the cattle work for them at the moment, being destocked and that. But yeah, when we do go out, it's much quicker and easier. Load up the buggy and take out. Well, I've got a team of four, and Clay's got his team of four, so it makes the job a lot quicker.
And we've got a couple of different ones in here, but what breeds are the best for cattle work in this country?
We've mainly got Kelpies. We've got a couple of Border Collies there too.
And how do they stand up against a mob of cattle when you go out to muster some back in?
Oh, they love it. They're good at what they do, and yeah, they enjoy getting out.
And does it take a lot of communication between you and the dogs to get things operating?
No, not really. I think the less talking, the better. They have a few whistle commands, but yeah, they know what they're doing.
And how long do you have to spend with a young dog? Because I see you've got a couple of younger ones in here. How long do you have to spend working with them, training them, until they pick up that sense for the cattle?
Most of them have got it already. It's a natural instinct already. A lot of these younger ones, we work with the older dogs, and they pick it up fairly much straight away. But they got a bit of time spent on them, and they need a few more camp manners. But other than that, they're these guys are ready to go.
And have you had a favourite dog over the years? We should cover some of their ears back in the truck there. But you got your favourite?
This is the favourite. You can see the golden girl. This is Goldie. She's this is her spot. She's top dog. Well, she thinks she is. She thinks she's boss dog. And we don't usually, if there's anything that wants to get away or the lead wants to trot off, she's always there. So yeah, we don't really need that many commands on them. They actually know what they're doing. So yeah, so that's a favourite.
And so these dogs, you said, replace about probably four workers that you could have doing the same work on the station. How much would that cost you? How much money are you saving by having dogs instead of staff?
Apart from dog biscuits, quite a bit actually. You've got your board and keep, obviously, and then your wages are just ridiculous. So to try and keep someone on full term is a bit difficult at the moment.
Do you think a lot of people are looking towards things like dogs and other lower cost methods to keep their businesses operational in times like these?
Oh, absolutely. Most people are trying to cut their costs back, and obviously now you can't have staff like we used to. You can't have as many people working for you. You're just unable to afford it.
And is it a joy to work with them?
Yes. Yeah, no, they're great. They save us a lot of work anyway. The cattle are really easy to handle, and they're quite a pleasure to work with.